the new snake-like structure that we've identified, which is parallel to Eau Claire, in our view is a step change for the project. And we're actually developing a view that it might have the same size potential as Eau Claire, right? So a rival.
The Financial Survival Network. Now more than ever. The Financial Survival Network.
Welcome, and you are watching and listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Well, we've had so many releases recently, drill results, and some certainly stand out from others. I always like to say that numbers speak louder than words. The numbers you're about to hear from Fury Gold, a sponsor of Financial Survival Network, it's more high-grade gold, an expanded deposit. When we last spoke with CEO Mike Timmins, Mike, you promised us that things were going to happen very quickly. And that wasn't that long ago. And it's, I always kind of think, well, all right, one person's quick is another person's slow. But here we are a little less than a month later, and you've delivered. And, well, it's really exciting. Why don't you just tell us briefly what's going on here? A couple of news releases from the past 2 weeks.
So we've been pretty busy, Kerry, as you've mentioned that, Eau Claire, both drilling out the deposit and stepping out along that deposit trend, as you've seen in the news. The new snake-like structure that we've identified, which is parallel to Eau Claire, in our view, is a step change for the project. We're hitting it at depth over a kilometer away from its surface expression. And we're actually developing a view that it might have the same size potential as Eau Claire, right? So a rival. Early days, but pretty exciting. And over on the west, the 850 zone, previous owners were really focused on shallow high-grade pit material and really completely missed that Eau Claire horizon, which sits 400 meters below to the west. Big potential to add ounces, in our basement and within the original footprint of the previous study that was done on the project. We've also been very successful at deriving some regional targets, right? A comprehensive review of all of the geochem and geophysics simply hadn't been done before. So we recognized that during the diligence last summer. News out on that shortly. That work continues to evolve as we go. Eau Claire, and you've seen in these two press releases that we put out, it really continues to impress us. Scale is a big aspect to it. The combination of high-grade gold with wider and wider intercepts as we kind of hone in on the sweet spots and of course, outside of the known resource. This is the type of project that, that everyone's searching for, right? Significant growth, high-grade gold, easy access. I can drive to site from my house here in Toronto. Gold at all project scales in different geologies, which really speaks overall to the metal endowment at the Eau Claire project. We're about halfway through the first 50,000 meter program that we have, and we've already outlined a ton of potential. And as you know, Kerry, we're just getting started 7 months in.
Yeah, hard to believe 7 months that quickly. Michael spoke previously about the Snake Lake area, its potential, and now that seems to be expanding. What it meant for Eau Claire, what do you think it means for the company and the idea of a district?
Well, certainly, Kerry, I think when we started Snake Lake, we had these early indications. The first few drill holes that we drilled on the Eau Claire deposit extension, we actually let them run through that horizon into the Snake Lake horizon. And that's when, we hit that first intercept 1.1 kilometer away from surface expression. We went, hey, wait a second, this could be really big. So we continued to drill. And in that Snake Lake press release, we hit some bonanza grade, half a meter and 94 grams. And that was 840 meters down dip. So now there's this space, there's this room. And actually that horizon goes all the way in behind the Eau Claire deposit. So that's why we have this confidence in saying, hey, wait a second, this could be equal to Eau Claire. No doubt about it. We've got the space. We've got the gold mineralization. We know it's a productive system. And so, for me, it's just a stepwise change in the trajectory of the project. The other thing that I'll tell you that happened in that Snake Lake drilling in our first few holes is we discovered a brand new zone actually in between the Eau Claire and Snake Lake horizon. And that zone looks exactly like the Eau Claire deposit in mafic volcanics, the same quartz feldspar porphyry dikes. And we hit, you know, half a meter at 19 and I think it was 5 meters of nearly 3 grams that we weren't expecting at all. Now, we're going to follow that up. So, you know, for us, when we look at this and you get these kind of surprises, you know that the project is tracking in the right direction. We're obviously going to get more drill holes into Snake Lake in general, not only to test the Snake Lake horizon proper, but also this new zone. So, you know, in terms of what it could be, we don't know yet, but certainly it's tracking beautifully.
And it seems like every direction you go from the main Eau Claire deposit, you're finding mineralization. If you're going east, you're finding it. You're going west.
Yeah, I think the western targets, we're right in the midst of drilling our first hole into that fold hinge in the western target. You know, obviously the geology looks great. We like what we see. We think that there's an excellent opportunity for the deposit to actually go towards the west as well. And, you know, we look forward to assays coming back our way.
And Mike, top five intercept, 23 plus grams per ton over 7 meters. That's got to be, I mean, I can imagine how you felt when you saw those results.
Obviously, you feel pretty good. You know, it's always nice to be outside of your resource envelope and drilling big widths of high grade. And I think it just speaks to, you know, the general approach that we're taking here in Fury. The nuts and bolts, stepping out, adding ounces, seeing that the deposit can behave differently than most people would expect in close, but also, you know, these bigger, wider step outs that we're taking on Snake Lake and to the west. So, you know, again, I think, you know, whatever we're doing at the moment, we're getting positive feedback from the rocks and the numbers are following, right? And I think that's the key. You know, excellent geology, numbers follow. We're starting to show our investors those numbers, and you know, we're definitely gaining traction in the project.
So Mike, noted newsletter writer, mining analyst David Earfley, he recently said something that kind of resonated with me, and especially when I looked at Fury. He said the fire sale for junior miners is coming to an end. And, you know, the past 6 months been a very tough environment for junior miners as far as market valuation is concerned. Is the fire sale over?
I think the fire sale is over, right? I mean, we've had a really hard grind, I would say, you know, the entire bottom of the sector over the last 6 months, right, to your point. I think we rode gold down from its highs last year, you know, down and it bounced off, I think, 1675 before it started the uptrend it's been doing, and tough, right? But you're seeing the market reward exploration, right? And so this is an early indicator for us, right? Of, you know, the guys are buying the juniors. They're taking on more risk. They're looking to be well-positioned, looking for torque, right? Another lead indicator there is, you know, the number of meetings that, you know, we have when we're doing our institutional marketing with generalists, right? So when those larger funds that aren't, you know, gold bugs are kicking the tires to looking to get positioned early in interesting stories and willing to take on that little bit of risk in their big portfolios, I think it's an amazing thing. And I think the timing for this to happen, of course, ahead of what we hope is going to be the next 3 to 5 year bull market in gold, or certainly, you know, if you believe, you know, the second half of this year is going to be even better than the first half. I think it's all, you know, good timing, well positioned, and I would agree with that guy.
Hey, and we're almost at $1,900 gold, and obviously that does a lot for the optionality of this play, along with your most recent results from this week and last week. Optionality has increased and presumably some de-risking as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, I think, you know, we want to make sure that investors are well positioned, right? So you want to be well positioned in a rising gold price environment in a lower jurisdiction, number one. You want to be focused on high grade gold, right? Which can survive through any gold price. And then I think that you want multiple projects. You want multiple horizons to drill. You want multiple regional targets, right? You want to be able to pivot and move and drill, and really find out what's resonating with investors. So optionality is a big key, and we've got a lot of it in our inherently built into to the asset package.
Yeah, dramatic increase. And Michael, as far as drilling, where are we? How many holes are yet to be assayed? And I assume that the rate of drilling is probably picking up now. You'd mentioned another rig last time.
We're sticking with two rigs right now, Kerry, as we kind of do that surveying across all of our targets, right? Because we want to see where the real meat's going to be, where we can park a couple of rigs. So we're still in that process, particularly on the western side. There's probably about seven holes in the assay lab or waiting to be assayed, results pending, which will be out over the next number of weeks. And we're about halfway through the first 50,000 meter drill program. For us as an exploration group trying to make this project bigger, to give it more heft, we're laser focused on finding out the sweet spot. You know, is it going to be on the west? Are we going to park a couple of rigs on the Snake Lake horizon? What's the trajectory moving forward? I think I can tell you from our standpoint, we want to be more aggressive. You know, we just want to complete that first survey across our first set of deposit exploration ideas. And when we know, that's when we want to be aggressive.
It'll mostly be coming out of Eau Claire, right? So it'll be more deposit drilling. The 850 fold hinge drill results that Mike had mentioned previously are going to be big catalysts this spring as we continue to execute and demonstrate and show people the project's growth potential. Assuming continued success there, we may add another drill or two. The Eau Claire summer program, right? We continue to develop eight new regional target centers, and we want to bring those to the drill stage and get set up to drill fresh rock, right? Any one of those targets, of course, can be that next major gold discovery. So it's exciting for us to see the hard work the guys have done over the last 7 months with respect to all of the regional information. There'll be more on that shortly. Another near-term catalyst for us, of course, could be the commencement of drilling at Homestake. We are very excited with our plans for that project and expect to see a great deal of value be translated into our share price as we show people all of the good things that can happen when we drill high-grade gold in BC. So, Kerry, a bigger plan for us and for our investors in 2021.
Things are definitely looking up. It's great touching base with both of you. For your info out there, it's FuryGold.com. The ticker, as you find it, same on Canadian Exchange as the New York Stock Exchange. It's Fury, F-U-R-Y. We will be touching base to find out what further events ensue in the remainder of the drill program. And just go over to FuryGold.com, sign up for notifications. Got a question for Mike or Michael, just click the contact tab and send it off. Or otherwise, just send me your email to kl@kerrylutz.com and I'll make sure it gets answered. Gentlemen, Mike, Michael, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kerry.
The Financial Survival Network.